Hey you, and what's up? Welcome to yet another episode of What's Up Nairobi. I am your host, Joe Ngotho. So I hope you've had yourself a lovely couple of weeks, a couple of weeks. I hope you've been okay since we last spoke to one another, or you listened to me, or since the last episode. How has your week been? I hope it's been fine, and I hope irrespective of how it's been, you found a reason to smile, even if just for a single day. You know, is it possible to lack something to smile about for a whole, like, more than 2 weeks or more? I hope you found a reason to keep going through the days, and I hope you were looking forward to today's episode. And thank you for rocking with the What's Up Nairobi podcast, and we're here for yet another amazing episode. And today we're going to be talking about socializing and the social aspect of life, and how Nairobi makes up socially. And when we talk about Nairobi, I believe we are talking about every other city out there, because I believe as human beings, we might be separated by geographical locations, but we are brought together by our need to socialize. And I think in this era of social media, we're living, or our ability to socialize, or the things that bring us together, are becoming less and less physical and more online. So I don't want to dilute the topic of today too much. So welcome to the What's Up Nairobi podcast. This is episode 4. So I believe from a very young age, we are born with a natural urge to socialize with our peers, you know, from when we are babies. Yeah, not really tiny babies, in a way that maybe we are not able to move. But I believe even when we are babies, sometimes, you know, we like to interact in one way or the other, as much as we are limited in our movements. And as we are growing up, we tend to like to interact with other children. We are always outside playing and all that, you know. Now we are in the era where most probably kids are preferring to stay indoors and play video games or be on their mobile phones, on TikTok and all that. I believe when I was growing up, we had so much more instances of kids going out to play. And I believe when we were young, or when I was young, there was much more. The bigger fight was more of us staying outside playing beyond the hours that we are supposed to have been outside playing. And I think nowadays it's more of a fight of us taking, or the not us, sorry, kids or young children are taking or spending so much time either on TV or spending so much time on their video games, you know, playing and all that. Yeah, and I believe there is, for me, I see that as I believe the former or like kids stepping out and actually socializing one-on-one with other kids, for me, that's more of socializing than stepping online on social media. And you know, don't get me started on the whole issue of maybe even them falling into the wrong hands of, like, praying adults who have some weird fetishes or whatever that is, you know, the risk and the dangers of kids or young kids being online on social media, you know, and then the exposure they get to all sorts of bad things, you know. And I believe growing up, I think when I was younger, I didn't really quite interact with people. I was much more of a loner, And sometimes I marvel of at how much of a social person I have become over the years. You know, how much of an outdoor person or an outgoing person I've become as compared to who I was at a very young and early stage. And looking at my life right now, the interaction that I make with people, the things that I enjoy to do, and the amount of times I crave for that interaction with people as compared to when I was younger, I think a lot has changed. And I can say a lot of that has been due to exposure to people, due to interaction with people right from school, and then after school I remember the years right after, let's say, high school, maybe when I was in college and all that, and in between that I did a lot of church, you know, and that was another avenue for me to interact with people. So I've pretty much been close to people, and I think with time I've come to appreciate the value that these has added to my life in terms of like just feeling complete as a person and feeling wholesome as a person, and you know, the skills it's given me in terms of like interacting with people, even now that I am in the job market, you know, just learning like people skills, dealing with people, understanding how different people work. I believe those are skills that we do not learn online, you know. Those are skills that you have to really interact with people one-on-one for you to be able to understand people better. And I think currently there isn't a lot that we or people can do to really quench this need that sometimes I think some of us, because of either a lack of people skills or the opportunities to meet other people, we've kind of found it easier to convince ourselves that we don't need to socialize with people, that we are okay by ourselves. Yeah, don't get me wrong, I think it's important to understand, it's important to be to learn to be comfortable with yourself, you know, to learn to enjoy your own company. Yeah, but I think there is also a thin line between learning to enjoy your own company and be comfortable in your own space, and solitude and depression and being lonely and all that, you know. And I believe a lot, a number of people who convince themselves that they don't need people are people who either do not have friends, or they've tried to make friends and they've been disappointed, or they even lack the avenues to make friends, you know. And I think from my own experience, and somebody might say maybe your personality is different, maybe the things you crave and want as a human being are different as compared to somebody else, but I believe from my interaction with life or my interaction with people through life, I have learned the need to interact with people, the need for me as a human to be social with people. You know, I've come to respect that craving to be social with people, to meet with peers, to laugh with friends, and not just like a sit behind my phone all day, maybe scrolling on TikTok or on Instagram, or even talking to these friends on these social platforms, you know. And I've always been an advocate for how antisocial social media is. I've always said that there's nothing social about social media. They would have found another way of seeing it, you know, because I feel like it's really a constant. But so nowadays, and depending on the platform that you visit, it's either it's a constant competition on whose life appears to be better than the other one, who appears to have made it in life, who is driving the best cars, and sometimes who has the biggest of what, us, Nyash or something, yeah, who is a prettier than the other, who spends more time at the gym. It feels more of competitive, and it feels more of a constant competition with one another on whose life appears to be better on social media and all that, you know. And to some of these people, and to some of us, this may serve as like a source of stress, because we look at all these people who are putting the best versions of themselves on social media and think that they are doing better than us, or we are failing in life, or we are not moving as fast as we could, you know. And there's a different the conversations we can have online, I feel personally, are very different from conversations that we can have offline. I feel like conversations we have offline with people and with our peers are much more genuine, for one, you know, and it's much easier for us to understand with one another. It's much more easier for us to read one another, you know. It's much easier for you to read and tell somebody who is faking, or somebody who is lying, or somebody who is not being genuine, if you're having a conversation with them one-on-one. And I believe that as a city, I don't know about where you might be living, but I feel like where I stay here in Nairobi, I feel like there isn't much of social things that we can do together, you know, things that bring us together, things that keep us connected as human beings. And I have come to believe that we have sometimes, even sometimes unknowingly, we find ways to compensate for this. And even individually, you might have found a way to compensate for this need for socialism. Can I call it socialism? Yeah, that gap that is left when you don't socialize with your peers. And I believe I'm also here in Nairobi and in so many other places, what we've done is the only time I think people are meeting, the only time people are actually having fun is when they go out clubbing, drinking and all that, you know. And and that explains mostly here in Kenya and Nairobi in general. In Nairobi to be specific, the word sherehe has become something very common, because I feel like that is the one way people interact a lot, and that is the one excuse, like when we are drinking and all that, it's the one excuse that we have to get together as peers. Yeah, so I think I think about it, and I'm like for example, if right after school, yeah, because when we're in school, more so college or primary or secondary school, I think the routines in these schools, the timetable in this school, the calendar of these schools somehow force us to be social, you know. We have no options. We have these groups of people that we are spending most of our times with, you know. We are doing the same things and most of the time at the same time. So whether we like it, we will develop bonds with these people, we socialize with these people, we will find common things to do, either by being forced by circumstances, either we are taking the same courses or we're in the same classes with these people, are we interested in the same sport. So at this point, I think our social need, if I can say that, is very much, it's very well met, and much of it may be because of our surroundings, maybe because of the options that we have, you know. But once we step out of these environments, you know, that is either school, maybe church and all that, you know, once we become independent human beings, like living our own lives in our own homes, most probably maybe starting our own wives with jobs to go to and all that, yeah, we are no longer tied within the same routines, you know. Yeah, we may have almost similar routines, like maybe we work in the same place with these people, but most of the time, maybe because of the nature of our jobs, the stresses of life, the nature of our families, and the how we live our lives, we may find ourselves that we have no time, first of all, to socialize with, even with the colleagues that we mostly work with. And most of the time, ironically, you find that there are people, you might agree or disagree, but there are people who are even against making friends in their workplace. And I feel that's a whole different conversation that maybe we should have at some point, you know, like that whole thing of, oh, your colleagues should not be your friends. So we even don't have time, even if it's just those drinks after work, as an excuse to maybe talk about something else apart from work. we don't have time for that. Some of us are even discouraging against it. Some of us are not even open to that, because you're like, oh, you've put on even, oh, God forbid, you've put on this facade of the person that you are at work, that you can't bear these colleagues of yours seeing you for who you really are outside that work environment, you know. And then most of the time we find that we have developed this routine of it's homework, 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 and everything else doesn't feel important. Because yes, of course, work is what pays your bills. Work is what basically takes you through life. So anything else feels like a distraction. But I feel like as human beings, we really do need to kind of strike a balance, find that social, I'm really looking for a word, I don't know if it's a fragment or whatever, that keeps us together, that thing that connects us as human beings socially, you know. And I think we really need to give much more importance to the things that the things that bring us together as human beings, you know, the things that continue to make that connection that socializing with our peers or fellow human beings brings, you know. And I feel, come to think of it, in a certain period of our lives, we tend to ignore certain things as the need to interact with others, the need to connect and socialize with others, you know. And then we tend to chase such things as money, stability, and all that, you know. And I'm not saying these things are not important, but I feel that the other things are like the need to socialize, the need to find other things to do away from work and all that, that are equally important. And I think we don't realize how important these things are. God forbid, maybe if until you're frustrated by these things that we are chasing that we think are much more important than the rest, or when we finally get to achieve these things, you know, that's why you'll find the rich will now start treasuring things as maybe forming communities, forming clubs that they meet maybe very oftenly to share in their hobbies, if it's playing golf, if it's playing tennis, or whatever else that they find fun to do on their leisure time. And they will put a lot of discipline into this, you know. Maybe if it means going to the gym, they have a club of cyclists or a club of you know, like just a club of people with similar interests who they meet every now and then, just to step away from the stresses of life, from the stresses of work. And I think what I would advocate for is, I think we need to have more conversations of how important it is for us to interact with one another, how important it is for us to work on our social aspect of life, how important it is that we don't ignore this, so that we don't find ourselves overcompensating with things that may not really be beneficial with one another. And come to talk about now how we compensate as a city, and I think I've mentioned about going out clubbing, you know, alcohol and all that. I'm not saying it's bad, I'm not saying clubbing is a bad thing, but weirdly I also find myself to be the kind of person who, even when I go out with friends and I'm looking to meet new people, I'm the kind of person who will treasure much more time where we'll spend seated and talking to one another, getting to know one another, rather than spending countless hours on the dance floor. Yes, there are days that I want to go and shout, dance and all that, but I believe more are the times where I just want to go sit down with my friends, and sometimes with people that I have met on this particular day, and just have a conversation, get to know them, get to see how they reason, get to get their view on life and so many other things. For me, that feels more fulfilling than anything else. And I think I may not have the ideas right now, I may not have the solutions right now, but I think they talk about a problem shared is a problem half solved. So mine is to kickstart these conversations, have these conversations around why we need to create avenues, where we socialize more as human beings. And I think it's very important that we do this physically, if this means maybe establishing clubs of people with similar interests, you know, if this means forming groups of friends who maybe you meet every now and then to do something that you all enjoy, finding a hobby that you share with one or two people and trying and putting more time to it. I feel like once we give attention to these social aspect in our lives, once we start to build this social fabric in society that unites us, that brings us together as human beings, I believe we even start to excel in other things, because I feel like there's something about interacting with somebody else, having a conversation, sharing in a hobby or something, that uncomplicates our minds, that frees our minds, that just seems to add a different kind of juice into our lives. And I think that is something that a lot of people sometimes don't pay a lot of attention to. You'd rather keep to yourself, you'd rather focus on what you think are more of the important things in life, without really being a person who chases that balance more socially, a person who doesn't realize that I believe human beings are strongly social. And if we ignore that, I think we become and we end up being very frustrated people. Sometimes we have problems that are problems whose solutions mostly lie around our friends. And all we need to do is create time with these friends, share our problems, or maybe just have a random conversation about something. For me, for some things that were not making sense into our lives, so that making sense, for problems that we thought were not solvable to like suddenly become not such a big deal. So I think we need to find avenues where we are socializing better as human beings. We need to give attention or more priority, or give this whole thing of like trying to balance off our lives socially much more seriousness than we are currently. And I think that way, gradually, I think we will start to see our lives improve generally when it comes even to other things. You know, I feel like when you're at work, you know, we work better when we've had a proper weekend to just relax, sometimes laugh with friends and all that. You know, we work better at work when things are working better with our families and with our friends. And if we don't put as much work into our social part in life as we do with our work, I think we will start failing in the other side, you know. And when we fail, I feel like when we fail socially, and a big part of who you are away from work is the social aspect, you know, the interactions we make with family, the interactions we make with friends, and sometimes even the interactions we make with ourselves. And I believe it's a big part of who we are. It's a big part of the strength that we need even to do that work that you feel is everything to your life. So it's very important for me. I think it's very important for us to try and strike a balance, and more so put a lot of priority in balancing our lives and paying more attention to the social aspect of life. So that's it for today's episode, and I'm trying as much as possible to keep these episodes a bit short. The previous podcast that I did had a little bit more of longer episodes. There are those that would take almost an hour and all that, and I believe what I really intend to do with this podcast, and even with the previous one, what I wanted to do was just be a conversation starter. This to be the podcast where you come to and it gets you thinking differently about something, or it gets you thinking about something that you never really thought about, and hopefully that starts off a conversation between you and someone else, or it gets you thinking, or you start maybe giving much more thought to something that you really never gave much thought to in the past. So thank you for stopping by for today's episode, and thank you for being a part of this podcast. And I hope as we continue in the beginning of this year, which also serves as a big part of the beginning of this podcast, we will walk this journey together. We will shape this podcast to be that which I intend for it to be. And as usual, I always welcome your suggestions. I welcome your feedback through the episodes. You can always comment on the website. That is whatsappnairobi.co.ke, or you can leave a comment on Spotify if you're listening in on Spotify, or if you're listening in on the podcast using whatever platform, if it allows you to leave me a comment or a message. I really do appreciate your feedback. It helps the podcast grow. Again, if you like any of the conversation we have on this episode, please do make sure to share it with a friend, and also follow the podcast in whatever platform you might be listening in from. So thank you so much for being here today. I hope you've learned something, or if not, I hope that the conversation we've had today has gotten you thinking. And I hope above everything else, it becomes a conversation starter for you and for your friend or friends. And I hope you will be giving much more attention to your social aspect in life. So until the next episode, do have yourself a lovely, lovely time.